91X News.
It's minus 8 with drifting snow at 3 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Sean McIntosh. The capital budget for the city of Belleville is set to be discussed at a meeting this Thursday. There are 109 projects on the list, totaling $17 million in spending. Council will discuss each individual project, assessing its merits, and ultimately say yay or nay. One of the top items to be discussed is the transit roof at the terminal on Coleman Street, which is an emergency issue and will have to be dealt with right away. Snow is beginning to slow down after a few centimeters hitting us this morning. According to the OPP, there were several reports of collisions in the Belleville-Trenton area. A two-way collision was reported just west of Wallbridge Loyalist Road on the 401 early this morning, but has since been cleared. The OPP has warned drivers to proceed with caution. Toronto police are still unsure of the reasoning of a mysterious underground chamber found near a Pan Am Games venue. The police do say that there is no proof of criminal activity involved with the digging of the tunnel. Deputy Chief Mark Saunders said there's no criminal offense for digging a hole. He says the chamber measures 2 meters in height, 71 centimeters in width, and 10 meters in length.
Whoever decided to build this took quite a bit of time to build this and to make sure that the structure was well. So we need to know who the persons were that actually took the time to put this this thing here in a very secluded area in the city.
Police found plywood wall supports, a generator, moisture-resistant light bulbs, and a sump pump in the chamber. A woman from Kingston was among three people who were killed by a soldier in Texas who later shot himself in what appears to have been in a domestic dispute. Police in Killeen, Texas, says the woman, Dawn Giffa, was married to the soldier. Officers responded to 911 calls about gunfire at their neighbor's home and found two people had been killed and another shot. Police then discovered the bodies of Dawn Giffa and her husband's at their home. About 200 people gathered outside of the Ontario legislature today to protest the revised sex education curriculum, while inside, Premier Kathleen Wynne was going on the attack against an opposition critic. Progressive Conservative Monty McNaughton is openly critical of the updated curriculum and says it's not the job of the Premier to tell parents what is the age appropriate for their children. Wynne, who is openly gay, responded by demanding McNaughton to explain why he feels she's not qualified to set standards for kids in schools. Staring down McNaughton, Wynne asked if she's unqualified because she's a woman, a mother, a former school trustee, a one-time school council chair, a former minister of education, or that she has a master's of education. McNaughton was not given an opportunity to respond to Wynne's questions, and along with PC leadership candidates Christine Elliott and Patrick Brown, he joined the crowd of protesters outside. That's QNET News on 91X to 303. In sports, the Lancer Dome will be loud this Saturday. David Zummit reports.
The Loyalist Lady Lancers look to keep their playoff drive going as they play host to the Niagara Knights in Ontario College Athletic Association women's basketball. The Lady Lancers secured home court for this divisional crossover matchup with a win over the Durham Lords this past Friday. Point guard Leticia Lopez says the home court advantage will give them the upper hand.
It's a huge factor. This is like our gym. We're used to the floors, the rims, the crowd. Everything's going to be familiar with us.
The Knights enter the game on a tear of late, winning six of their past seven and are hungry for more wins. Lady Lancer's second leading scorer, Lopez, and one of the leaders on the team, wants to set the right examples for her team, as well as having a balanced game throughout.
If I come out working hard, hopefully everyone else can follow. If I stay positive, I feel like everyone else will be positive. So I just want to have a good start and have a strong finish.
The Knights finished with an 11-7 record in the West Division, and the Lancers counter with an 8-8 record in the East Division. Game time is 2 p.m. Saturday afternoon at the Lancer Dome on Loyalist College main campus. I'm David Zammit for QNET Sports.
In the NHL tonight, five Canadian teams will be in action. The Habs will take on the Blues in St. Louis shortly after trading Jiří Sekáč to the Anaheim Ducks in return for power forward Devontae Smith-Pelly. In other action, the Flames will take on the Rangers, Edmonton's in Minnesota, the Canucks will face off against the Bruins, and the Jets will take on the Stars in Winnipeg. Send us your team or league scores, email qnetnews@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, flurries are expected to continue, getting us 5 centimeters of snow with winds up to 50 kilometers an hour, a high of minus 8 today. Tonight, there will be 2 to 4 centimeters of snow up until midnight, then it will be mainly cloudy, low of minus 15. Tomorrow, it will be clear with a high of minus 10. At 3:05, it's minus 8. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Sean McIntosh. News on 91X next at 4.